on page 86. Abon Machter Sido Shem Sofo, somebody who comes into a house, so he's a real burglar. Neil Shem Sofo, he's judged based on his end, meaning that since he might well kill the Balabas, so therefore he in fact is himself free game for the Balabas to kill.
So now, is this the Ganav or the Gaza?
There's a Ganav. No, it's a Ganav. Yeah, absolutely Ganav, right. The furtiveness makes him a Ganav. Above Machteres, he was coming in secrecy, through tunneling it, v'shavas achovis, and he broke the jug. If he's in a situation, the more we'll discuss, where killing him incurs the death penalty for the Baal Bas, then there's no kinyan rabbanei, right? Then Chayev, he himself, is liable to pay. Ain't no dumb if he's in a situation where the Baal Bas can kill him, which again will be discussed tomorrow, but then kinyan rabbanei, since he's subject to the death penalty, he's exempt from monetary payment. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Ze echad mishlosh mikroyos shenemar ba'toyra b'moshel." This is one of the three psukim which is stated in the Torah, which is a parable or a metaphor. One of them is im yakum v'salech b'chutzal mishanto. It says if the person who was hurt by his fellow man, God gets up and walks outside on his staff. So that's a metaphor. Doesn't this literally have to walk outside his staff, meaning that he recuperates somewhat from the injury and is not doesn't die shortly thereafter, or it's not apparent that he died because of the injury. The second one is imachteres yimotzei b'haganav. If you find him in the tunnel, which is not literally a tunnel. And the third one is imzorcha shemeshalav, same place actually. If the sun comes up over him, damim lo, then the sun comes up on the burglar though. So then the person who kills him is liable. What does it mean? The sun comes up over him. Does the sun shine only on the burglar? The sun shines on the entire, on all those people in the world. The shining of the sun is unique. Because it brings peace to all the people in the world. And as long as you know that you have peace from this individual, whether he comes a day or night is immaterial, rather because you know that he's not going to kill you. Somebody who kills him is killed. And then one of the Bavli, Yushami really doesn't give this distinction, maybe Yushami doesn't hold this distinction, but the Bavli gives the famous distinction between a father who's coming to burgle from his son and a son who's coming to burgle from his father. Son coming to burgle from his father may well kill the father, and therefore his blood is, you can kill him. A father coming to burgle from the son, he's not going to kill the son, and therefore you can't kill him. Okay, that's the famous distinction of the Bavli. Ushami doesn't seem to make that distinction. You know, it assumes that there's certain people who will kill you and certain people not, but it doesn't make distinction. If I recall from preparing this, it doesn't really make a distinction between the father-son continuum. Okay? So Naaman, so it says, sometimes he just comes to steal. Sometimes he comes to kill. A Marta, you say, if he came to kill for certainty, in other words, he didn't come to steal, kill you, and you killed him, right? So then the person who kills him is killed. Because you knew he wasn't coming to kill you, he was just coming to steal from you. Sometimes he comes to kill, then he himself is killed. Okay, when you know the burglar is coming to take the risk of killing you, then he himself is killed. From the license to kill the burglar to save the Baal Bas, you derive even in a suffix, right? You don't know.
Shoot first, ask questions later. You're not going to stick around and ask them, like, if you come to burgle or to kill.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I read the last sentence wrong. Let me go back and read the last sentence. Amarta, you say like this, Shimboli gnov vadai, if you know for sure only that to do a steal, v'harag, and you killed him, ha'harag or neharag, then the person who killed him is killed. Pam mishuba harog, if it's a guy who probably who comes to burgle, but may well, occasionally he would have in mind to kill you, so even though it's a suffix, neharag, you're entitled to kill him. Okay? Mikan v'hira talim b'koch nefesh, mikav v'chonit b'koch nefesh, umah, not a bodhisar. If murder is unique in that it is considered to defile the land, it says that the Chumash says it defiles the land to murder. Removes and eradicates the divine presence. Here we push aside the suffix and we kill the Bob Machteris. You know, maybe they never mind to kill you, but in the suffix, right? Shoot first, ask questions later, right? Certainly a suffix pikuach nefesh. You don't take any chances and you take your Shabbos, you take whatever mitzvah the Torah is necessary in order to do the suffix pikuach nefesh. Okay? See if it says, Yimachteris Yimotzea Gonov. If you find the God of in a tunnel, and he's smitten and he's killed, ain't lo dam him, then you're not liable for it. If you kill him in the tunnel, then you're not liable. He does literally has no blood. If it's outside the machteris, then there is blood, and that's the way the Rambam paskins. There's a machlokas Rambam Ravid exactly at a paskin, but that's the way the Rambam paskins. You've got to be right now in the compromising situation being the Machteris. Okay? Rishim Bechai argues. I don't recall it's from the Bavli. I didn't look in the Bavli today, but I don't recall it's from the Bavli. Tanya Rishim Bechai Omer. It's a busy day today. You know, I went to get my window fixed on my van. On the way there, I had a flat tire. So it was not that much time to prepare today. Yeah. Tainer Rishim Bayachai, good here. Tainer Rishim Bayachai, Rishim Bayachai says, I feel chutz machteres, even outside the machteres, ain't no domi. Which is pretty, but it's really licensed to kill, right, Rishim Bayachai. In other words, even you find them about to embark on the burglary, or after the burglary, you can still kill him, right? While Pishama Mono Shalodam Chavilov Kanafsho. This Bedel Pritzel in all its glory. That's right, black and white. People love their money like their souls. So therefore, the burglar Nuchamile Ozio, by Lemis Mamona, it's a natural reaction. The Baal Bas sees the burglar coming, take his money mine from him. The claim of the Kotle, and therefore he rises up against him and kills him. What do you expect? Okay?
This isn't in the Bible, is it?
No, it's not in the Bible. Rosh Hashanah is not in the Bible. That's what I said. It's not in the Bible. Okay? Rav Huna man natal kis ba'avach is upon of latzeis. Rav Huna is the natural extent of Rosh Hashanah. Again, the Ram does the Bas this way. Rav Huna man natal kis, even the burglar took the wallet and turned his face, latzeis, to go out for halachlo. And he was going out, and the victim of the burglary stood over him and killed him. Ain orgo nerag. The person who kills him is not killed. My time of why? My time of Ravuna, what's his logic? Ki echam luvavo. His heart has been heated up by the situation, so it's a natural knee-jerk reaction. It's not considered to be liable to the death penalty. So in essence, actually, you know, if you think about it, the Kohen Rav Huna, you actually have this concept which normally don't have in halacha, the dichotomy between second, third degree murder, right? Because first degree murder is cold-blooded murder, third degree premeditated, third degree murder is, of course, accident, and second degree murder, as we have here, is in fact a case where you are the heat of the moment, right? So that's really what it says here, ki echal levava, that we have such a concept. I don't think we pass, as I mentioned already a couple of times, only we pass in Rabbuna, we pass in Rabbichio, but it's interesting perspective. Rava, my Rav said, call the ICLA on a cutaway. Anybody who comes upon me to steal, I'm going to kill. Chutz mi Hanani ben Shila, except for Hanani ben Shila, who's one of the Amoroim, Dani Yod, I know the Lo Asi Ela Mesim Meguste Mine. He's only coming to steal my meal. In other words, I know he likes me so much he wouldn't kill me. So again, we don't have this dichotomy the Bavli has between father and anybody else, but here he has this dichotomy between a person he knows is not going to kill him and anybody else. I mean, it's said in a much more cynical view of human nature. We came at the Ivrei Bei Lovei Lemebad Lei Dom Ilso, since his heart has become so bold within him to do this thing and come steal from you, Ein Zeh Hanani Ben Shilo, he's not Hanani Ben Shilo anymore. In other words, he was once your friend, right? But now he's burgling you, this is no friend of yours anymore. And therefore, by definition, the compromising position he places himself in, you cannot trust him. Okay? And you can kill him as a result.
I'll just add a new principle. This has nothing to do with the economics, but it's murder is matami the oretz. So that would be a reason why you think you wouldn't want to kill him. But my corollary to that, my principle is, if the oretz is going to be matami with blood, let it be his blood, not my blood.
So yeah, I'll kill him first. Yeah.
That's good. Good point.
Okay.
That's the Dr. Albert Schweitzer.
Yeah, right. Okay. Says the word for the Mishnah further. Elish, what did he say? Anything about coming tonight? Is it a game tonight? Right. Okay. These are people who you save by killing their pursuers. Somebody pursues his friend to kill him. Somebody pursues a homosexual for homosexual relation. Well, actually, not the pursuer is the homosexual. Somebody's pursuing a male for homosexual relations. Somebody's pursuing a girl in order to rape her. Narim Rasa literally means a betrothed girl, but it seems that would be any type of girl. I think Narim Rasa is just an example, basically.
Any damsel.
Actually, it's a Machlokes Bavli Rishonim, would seem. I should reveal that now, because it seems to me the Bavli seems to hold that it's because of the Avera, the severity of the Avera. In which case, in Stama rape, it would seem that you would not be allowed to save the damsel in distress by killing the rapist. But the Yerushalmi holds that it's because of the mortal danger to the person being pursued, because let's say a homosexual is running after a male, so he'll likely fight that homosexual rapist and he'll be killed in the battle. So it's not because of the severity of the sin, but rather because of the dangerous situation. So the nafkamina would be, in this case, of a damsel in distress who's not an Aram Rasa. So according to the Bavli, it could be that you wouldn't be allowed to save her by killing the pursuer, because not as so heinous a crime. But whereas in the case of the Yerushalmi, they were afraid that this girl will resist and therefore she'll die, so then you'd be allowed to save her. Which is interesting in nafkamina. Okay?
I think Yerushalmi's right.
Okay, so it's not for us to decide, but Avlarodi Bachar Behema makes sense in the end of the Mishnah, because already it says Avlarodi Bachar Behema, so it's pursuing an animal, and Mechalos or Shabbos, or you see somebody running to be Mechalos Shabbos, but it's Chum, somebody's going to worship Avodah Zarah. So in these cases, Ein Matzil Noisim Benafsham, we don't save them by killing. Save them from the Avera by killing them. So again, according to Yerushalmi, it would be because there's no danger to other human life in this case. According to the Bavli, it's because either these Averas are not so severe, or because in these cases, based in Wuznaki, since they don't concern other individuals, so there's no license to go and kill the pursuer.
Avodazora is severe.
What?
Avodazora is severe. That's maybe not the
base. Yeah, but this doesn't involve another person, yeah, so therefore, yeah. Even going to Yushal Bavli, it's a, right. Also because it involves another person. Haroni v'agavei luhargo, main b'aisvei besod, if somebody's pursuing his friend to kill him, he'll be in the house in the fields. Matzilus obanavsho, we save him by killing the pursuer. Echad roiv achar ve lorego is true about somebody pursuing his friend to kill him. Echad roiv achar kol shar ve shabatoyla, and somebody pursues any other aver in the Torah, which we assume means another individual for the purpose of any aver in the Torah. We save the person by killing the pursuer. If this is a case where a kohen gadol is running after almana, some kohen gadol, right? He's running down the street, the kohen gadol and his cheshen, and pursuing this. Pursuing the avdil, yes, pursuing this almana. Or grusha chalutza kohen hediot, a kohen hediot is pursuing a grusha chalutza. Mamzeres in the sinu Yisrael, a regular Yisrael is pursuing a mamzeres or a nesina. Basel notes the mamzer knows the mamzer pursuing regular Yisraelis. Emotzi knows some option. One cannot save the victim by with the soul of the pursuer. Which sounds like even according to when you see here clearly that we draw the line. According to this Bryson would seem even according to Yushami by a lesser avera, we don't interfere. It's an interesting thing. You know, it's a kind of shocking thing.
I think that the Kohen Gadol is going to kill the woman who's pursuing.
It could be that she's not going to resist. That's the idea. In other words, she's not going to resist. So you know, obviously the Ushami's dichotomy is not necessarily... let's see in a minute. Says the Mara, Maisa Maisa, also if it's after the deed, we don't kill the pursuer after the deed, taking the base in the Kohen, we want to come back. In Yeshua Moshim, also there are other ways of saving the pursued victim. We don't kill the pursuer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Omra Hanachlo, if she says, leave him alone, Ematzilin Osobanafsho. In other words, once the rape, she says, let him rape me. So we don't kill him. She Machinein Al Yodav. Because in that case, the contrary might occur, that if they protest, nimtza boinli de shvichos damin, then they might come to cause death. In other words, if she's willing not to resist, so that way it's more likely that we'll save lives by not interfering. And it's only because she may resist that we save life by interfering. So actually, when I said the Ushami Shita, I really meant Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because he was the one who says it depends on the danger to life. I don't know what the could be that the other opinion in the Baal Yerushalmi chose our mother according to the Brisa, which is quoted by the Baal as well. According to God pursues an Amana, they don't say it stops them. Could be that whole taco holds like the Baal. So I'm not sure what exactly the dichotomy is. I don't know exactly what the where the line lies. Is it a total Baal Machlokas Baal Yerushalmi, the Machlokas just being Rabbi Yehuda and the other Baal Yerushalmi, but there's some issue here, okay?
Well, it's also the victim is a Nara, whether she's Muras or not, she's a virgin.
It doesn't matter.
Do you do that? And this is a
Mona
or a
Grusha? No distinction. No, there wouldn't be any distinction. Okay, it says Rav Shita Dar Milsa. This is clear. Rotel Shashiva Shiva's Akelim, a murderer who kills who breaks Kalim, or Shazik or damages. There it says Chayav L'Shaim, but it obviously one could fetch it out, but it's more obvious to say some Machlok and say Pata L'Shaim that it's Pata because Kilim Ramene, right? Because he's a gavak tila. He himself is as if he's dead because anybody can kill him. The hayim shabu chumagila here. Machlokas is like we had before when you come out of the machteris. So too when he comes out of the murder, he's coming back to the city. In other words, he's running back to the city after having done the murder. He thinks he'll slip into the marketplace and disappear. So in that case, if he breaks claim then. So Rabbi Zia, Rabbi Yeshua, Chadamah, Nosidam, Rabbi one says he's liable, Chadamah, Eno, Nosidam, the other says at that point he's still no longer liable.
You said he comes back from the murder, he comes back from the burglary.
No, we're talking about Rotzeach now. It's a murderer. Okay? Before we said something similar by the burglar, right? Rav Huna says on the way back from the burglary, he's still part of the Baal Boss can still kill him and be potter because of Chiecha Mavavo. And here is a similar idea that Rotzeach, way back from the murder, is still a Gavra Ketila, right? And so, and therefore, if he breaks Kalim, he's exempt. I think it's really now, it's a very big issue. I don't know if they discuss it here. I really didn't think about it this morning. But a very big issue, Machloikas Raman Rivet, where the Goyal Adam can't kill him now before he gets to court, or the Goyal Adam has to take him to court. So the Rama leaves one who says the Goyal Adam can kill him at this point. So therefore it makes sense to say that he's a Gavra Ketila right now. He's still killing Rabbanei. According to the Rive, the Goyal Adam's not supposed to kill him at this point. Perhaps that's exactly Machlokas here, whether he's considered to be a dead person walking right now or not a dead person walking.
Isn't he fair game until he makes it to the...
That's Machlokas Raman Rivet, whether he's fair game until he makes it to the Basin or he's only fair game after Basin pronounces his penalty. That's Machlokas Raman Rivet. Note that. Okay. It's interesting because according to Ramam, the Goyal Adam is really an avenger. According to the Rive, the Goyal Adam is really like a DA. You know, he's like the district attorney who's supposed to make sure the case is prosecuted. So, like, different opinions on the Goyal Adam. Okay. Says the Mar, Goydim Shnas and Yirda. The road is now being pursued by the pursued. There was the pursuer was pursuing the pursued. Now the pursued turns around and is pursuing the pursuer. Okay? Not just the posse, the pursuer himself. Can you kill he who was until a few months ago pursued, now that he's pursuing his pursuer? Okay? Yerushalmi's not going to answer this question, of course. Gadol Shinasa Katan. Similarly, a gadol who became a katan, meaning that an adult was pursuing a child, and now the child turns around and is pursuing the adult. But of course, previously he could save the life of this adult by killing the adult. But what about now? Can you kill the minor to save the adult? And a cotton, of course, is, you know, not as liable for his deeds. Maybe he's not supposed to be killed. But
not a baradas,
right. So says Mark, what's the shaila? Hase of Rabbi Yirmiyo. Rabbi Yirmiyo asked, that's not an issue. But then we learned, Yotza Rosh of Rubo and Noginbo. It says, if you have a child who's being born, and his head is crowned, meaning his head and most of his torso has come out. I think in Oloso it doesn't necessarily say Rubo. I think it just says Rosho. Well, I don't recall correctly. I think it might just say Rosho. And hey, man, ain't Nogibo. We can't touch him anymore. In other words, even the mother's going to die as a result. We don't touch the infant, right? So therefore, if that's the case, we see clear that if a cotton is pursuing a gadol, we don't kill the cotton to save the gadol. Right? Says the Mogul Shane Dogan Nevish Ibn Nefesh, because you don't push off one soul for another. Rabbi Yisrael Rishivari Boom Shane Rabbi Christmas said, no, Shani Tamon, top on base. There it's even Shane out of your damn Miho Ragas, me, you don't know who's killing whom. So it's there by a case where an infant being possibly being born is killing the mother, so then it's not clear who the rodent is that you should get involved. This is the mother being rodeaf the child being rodeaf the mother. So therefore, since it's not clear who's killing whom, that's why in that case you actually leave it alone and let nature run its course as opposed to interfering. So it's not that you don't kill a cotton in order to save a gadol whom the cotton is pursuing. Rather, in this specific case, you don't know who's the pursued and who's the pursuer to determine who to kill and who not to kill.
Well, in the chopper process, you know who the road is until
it's shown. Right.
And once that is shown, he's a Bria.
That's right. That's exactly why until that is shown, you kill the blood. Right. Afterwards, you don't know who to kill anymore, so you just let nature run its course. Okay? Tanner, blessed Rabbi Shimon Omer. Home of the second line down, 88. Avodah Zorah, he argues in our Mishnah. He says, if somebody's going to serve Avodah Zarah, let's also benafsho, we kill him. Yeah, like you said in the Mishnah, it says benafsho, we kill him in order to benefit from worshiping Avodah Zarah. Im nekava basa v'damitzim, so if for the honor of human beings we save him, meaning for the honor of we honor to save a person is being pursued by his friend, you kill the pursuer. So certainly because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, or that Hashem should not be degraded by this person's deed, so therefore we kill the pursuer.
Now maybe I'm simplifying it, but those are the big three: that's Yehoram, Yaakov.
Yeah, Arias.
Arias and
yeah, could be those big three. Okay.
Sure did. I have my priorities straight.
Okay, I just want you guys to know that both of you missed the interesting part. Till now was the interesting part, and you missed it. That's right.
You missed the interesting part.
Yeah.
You
put it on of Hashem.
Really
want to be 4-1. Then Avodah Zarah denigrates God. So it's flip side that is honor of Hashem.
What
about the devil's loss?
So that's what it means here in this context. It could have mean different things in different contexts. What the Maharal uses it for is not necessarily means over here.
Say that the God created the world in
the only one. Yeah, that it's very difficult, my Ralph. Sounds very hard to understand that. Okay, it's very difficult. I'm familiar with that. It's very difficult. Okay. Like I said, that was the end of the interesting part. All you guys who came late missed it. We are.
At least he wasn't watching.
Now we're doing the boring part. Okay, this is back to Yevamos. The rest of the Gemara is Yevamos, straight Yevamos. Eilein Yisrabin, this penalty for coming away. Eilein Yisrabin, Hapal Isha Bita. These are people who are burnt. At least we have some violence here. These are people who are burnt, whatever way where we kill people by burning. These are they. Habal Isha Bita, some relations with a mother and her daughter, Ubas Kohen, and the daughter of a Kohen who's Mizana. Yesh Bichal Isha Bita, included in mother and daughter is Bito, is your daughter, Ubas Bito, and your granddaughter, Ubas Bino, either through your daughter or through your son, Ubatishto, and your wife's daughter, Ubas Bito, and her daughter's daughter, Ubas Bino, and her son's daughter as well. So all these people are burnt to death. Time is even learned over there. Nosim ala nusa v'ala mefuto. You can marry on a woman who's raped and on a woman who's seduced. Now, what does that mean? Kini masisu as Mishnah means, if you rape the woman, nosim, you can marry her daughter. Or vice versa, you raped a woman, you can marry her mother. Achar nusa, after you raped a woman, or achar mfutzer, seduced a woman, you can marry her mother or daughter. Anas isha, and that's Gemara explains. Anas isha mutar b'ima, if you raped a woman, you're allowed to marry her mother. Pito isha, if you seduced a woman, mutar b'bita, you're allowed to marry her daughter. However, vice versa, ha'onis v'amapata l'nasua, you married a woman, and then you raped or seduced her daughter, or married a woman, or raped and then raped or seduced her mother, chayev, you are liable for the capital crime mentioned in Mishnah of Bisho Bita, or a mother-daughter type relationship. Okay? So is that clear? If you rape the Susuma, what?
It's an Araya. Once he's married, then...
Right, but not once you raped or seduced her.
Right, because it's before marriage, so it's just
it's a Isha Fiyah. Okay, if you raped or seduced, let's take names. Okay, just to make it easy. Okay? If you raped or seduced, what? No, we need names from Tanakh, oh, it's not going to really work. If you raped or seduced Leo, you could still marry.
Dina.
Who's Stella, his daughter?
No, I thought you
could marry his... No, we're not talking about sister, though. Talking about daughters here. Okay? We'll get there, actually. So you rape the seduced Leah, you can then marry Dina. If you rape the seduced Dina, you can then marry Leah. But if you married Leah, you can't rape or seduce Dina. If you marry Dina, you can't rape or seduce Leah. Okay? What?
That's always been true.
What do you mean it's always been true?
You can't,
You
marry one, you can't sleep with
the mother. That's what we just said. Okay? It's been true since you've almost, because that's what it was bad. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, Derech Nisom, Rabbi Yochanan, Derech Nisom in Shono. No. It's Taka only also, if you married Leah, it's forbidden to marry Dina. If you marry Dina, it's forbidden to marry Leah. But if you did it Derech Nus, you don't transgress the prohibition. It's also, but not the same Isser. What? No, it's actually based on the pasuk itself, because in the pasuk itself it says, Yishra b'tol lo yikochu, or something like that. So use the word kicha. Use the word kicha, which means, of course, kiddushin. So therefore, that it sounds like the prohibition is linked to some form of marriage. Okay, well, it's not so wacky. So it says more further. Nasa isha v'chakach onases ima chayav. If you married a woman and then you raped her mother, you're liable. Nasi isha v'chakach bitas bita. One second. And was this actually going back, Rabbi Yochanan? One second. Nasi isha v'chakach onases ima chayav. If you married a woman and then you raped her mother, you're liable. If you married a woman and then seduced her daughter, you're chayav. Now I'm wondering if I was right about that. Rabbi Yochanan argues on that, because it sounds like it's going to Rabbi Yochanan. One second.
I'm not sure what Rabbi Yochanan
asked. I'll tell you. So I made a mistake. I see the Ribbaz now. I didn't go far enough in the Ribbaz. Ribbaz says like this. It has to be that... Rabbi Yochanan says, what I learned Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect. What Rabbi Yochanan actually says is that you have to still be married to woman X when you rape or seduce her daughter or her mother in order to be chayev. Okay? If you're not married to her, then it's not a chayev anymore. Of course, unless she's biologically related to you. But, in other words, Tanakhama says, if you marry a woman, and then you divorce her, or she dies, and you rape or seduce her daughter subsequently, or rape or seduce her mother subsequently, you're liable. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's only if at this point in time you're still married to that woman that you're liable. Okay? So that's the machlokas. So you don't have to rape or seduce you don't have to marry the second woman in order to be liable. Rather, you rape or seduce the second woman, but you still have to be married to the first woman in order to be liable. Okay? So now it says, Nasi shavachakach onas es ima, if you marry a woman, and then while still married to her afterwards, you rape her mother, you're liable. Chayiv. Unless he should marry a woman, v'chakach pitas bita, and he rape her daughter, chayiv, you're liable as well. Rabbi Elazar said, Tzumus Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, Amudavar Echad. Rabbi Elazar said, Tzumus Rabbi Yochanan Benuri both said the same thing, which is the new issue. The Tiyatam we learned over there, Shachta, you slaughter a cow. There's Bas Bita and the cow's granddaughter. V'chakach Shachta Bita, and then you shech the cow's daughter. So you shech the three generations, right? So how many times do you transgress also vesmino, the prohibition of slaughtering a mother and daughter in the same day? Right? Also vesmino lo sishchatu biyom echad. How many times you transgressed it here? Two, but you did it with one fell swoop, right? Because you slaughtered first generation one, then generation three, then went back to generation two. Okay? So in that case, Tana Kama says, you only get 40 lashes. Because you did, although you did two of those, but no, you did it one action. So when somebody shared mayor, someone's name said, mayor, you get 80 lashes. You transgress two, you sue me, I'm doing it simultaneously, but you transgress two. So that's over there by Shechita. Tamatina, by women, same thing, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Habol Chamoiso. Somebody has relations with his mother-in-law. Chayav Ole Mishum Chamoso, he's liable because of mother-in-law. Ve'em Chamoso, and his mother-in-law's mother, mother-in-law's mother, Ve'em Chamiv, and his father-in-law's mother. Now, this is a case actually I copied down here at the table from my Nachas Tzvi, but this is a case I'm not going to show it to you because it's too small and also painful. But if you have a woman, a guy has relations with three women. He has relations with his mother-in-law, with He marries three women. He marries his mother-in-law's daughter, which is of course his wife. No. He has relations with one woman. Sorry, he's married to three women. Has relations with one woman. He's married to his mother-in-law's daughter. Okay, that's one of his wives. Obviously, it's his mother-in-law's daughter he can marry, right? That's how she came to her mother-in-law to begin with. He's married to his mother-in-law's granddaughter, which is his wife's niece, by another daughter, and to his mother-in-law's granddaughter by his first wife's nephew as well. So he's married to a woman and her two nieces, one niece through a sister and another niece through a brother. Okay?
That's all legal.
Now, after marrying these three wives, he has relations with his mother-in-law, who's also the grandmother of of his two other wives. Okay? So the three prohibitions, when he has this bill with this mother-in-law, the three prohibitions in one fell swoop. Mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law through the male line, grandmother-in-law through the female line. Is that more or less understandable? Okay? So how many prohibitions did he try? How many times do you burn him at the stake? So that's the question. Do you burn him once or three times? Okay? And so it was one beer, right? One beer. So it says, he's liable three. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Armelo, they said, Shloshim Shem Echonim. They're all one name. In other words, he's only liable one. Okay? The generations up or down are considered to be one prohibition. Rabbi Yochanan and Padre Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Modus sumchus concedes, it should be barishoyna, it's what it says in the Yavamas. Sumchus concedes in the first case. I mean, sumchus concedes that in the case of Osoves, in the case of, not Osoves, no, that was Kisoy, but the case of the mother-in-law, that there's only considered to be one prohibition and you only get one flogging. Ashkatai, they found, no, the machlokas, he argues there too. Just like he argues by Osoves Beno and says they're multiple Yisurim, so Tuir says multiple Yisurim as well. My time, Rabbi Yochanan, what's large Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who says that there are three prohibitions. My Shobito Ubas Bito Bishne Labin, just like a daughter and her, a woman and her daughter, mother-daughter relationship. And her granddaughter, right? If you have relations with a woman and her daughter and her granddaughter, Bishnei Labin, there are two prohibitions, one for the daughter, one for the granddaughter. Avisha, so too a woman, Ubas, Tribas Bino, a woman and her, meaning a daughter, and a granddaughter through a son, Ubas Bita, the word Bino, Ubas, are missing there. Instead of the word Bita, Tribas Bita, Bas Bino, Bas Bita, Mishnei Lavin, they're separate prohibitions, even though it's one body, but it's separate prohibitions. My time in the Rabbanan, top of my name, Rabbot Salaj Rabbanan, who say it's all one prohibition. My bas beno bas bito, belav echot. Just like the granddaughters are both the same prohibition. It's because as bas beno, as bas bito, lo sikach. Right? Do not take the granddaughters. Af isha, so to isha, and throw the word ubito, and her daughter, bas bito, bas beno, belav echot. Dog is said to be one lav, and I'm not going to get into psukim right now because it's too arcane. But it's all one lav, and therefore only one prohibition. Ksivit says ervas isha ubitol los galei. It says the erva of the mother and daughter do not reveal. Ksivit says isha yikachas isha vesimo zimohi. It says if a man takes his mother and daughter, it's a zimo. Now the problem is b'kulan ksiv shchiva. By all rights, it says he's not allowed to lay. Here it says something about marrying. So normally the prohibition is on the bio, but here it seems like the prohibition is on the act of marriage. How can that be the case? So it says the Mara Lilmoda teaches us Shenu Chayav al Shniya. It teaches us that you're not liable on the second one. Ad Shetei Lekuchalo, until the first one is still married to him, which is like Rabbi Yochanan said way back when. You're only liable on the second one you take if you're still married to the first one, not if you've already been divorced or widowed from the first one. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, it only becomes bas beno, bas bita, or bita if you're still married to this woman. Okay? Says Gemara, perhaps that's not true. Perhaps you're only liable if it's done derech nisuin. In other words, that the second one has to taka be married, right? In other words, you have to marry the daughter in order to be liable. Like the Pashup Shah Pasuk, the Pasuk says, ki yikach, you know, lo si, bas meno bas bito lo sikach. So maybe taka not liable on the second prohibition. On the mother or daughter, whatever comes second, unless you attempt to marry the mother or daughter. Okay? Maybe Znus is not enough to cut. Like I said before, I made a mistake in Rabbi Yochan, but here the Gemara uses that svara. The second one cannot be only a prohibition via marriage, because there's no marriage. The marriage would be a sham, a farce. So therefore, by definition, it's got to just be Znus. If that's the case, so why does it say Lekicha? So therefore, Masei Lekicha, to teach us that you still have to be married to the first one in order to transgress on the second one whom you're raping or seducing. Okay? Says Maravah, Ksidon, Sei Loikach, Isha, Seishas, Aviv, Loikach. Now we're going to go, once we're on the exciting and thrilling topic, we're going to go to all the Pesukim Torah where it says Kiikach, it says Kicha, which is Mashma, state of Kiddushin, an issue of Erva, where Kiddushin does not take effect. So the question is why the word kicha was turned into a pasuk where it's totally irrelevant, okay? And we have several pasukim like that in the Torah. Okay? Don't demonstrate your excitement. No. Try and restrain yourself. Okay. So says the Gemara further. The Roxy doesn't say lo yikach ishes eshes aviv lo yikach kanaf aviv. Do not take your father's wife, nor reveal the corner of your father's garment. So wait a minute, you can't marry his wife anyway, right? There's no kiddushin. Balo di achos, that's kind of tells you the following. Shaya mutar ba, we're talking about a case where she was permitted to you, achelo nises loviv. In other words, it's kind to tell you that, specifically the case where your father married her, that's to make it prohibited. Let's say father didn't marry her but raped or seduced her, so then she remains permitted to you. In other words, you can marry a woman who was raped or seduced by your father. It's only if your father married her, then she becomes off limits to you. Okay? So that's why it says kicha, in order to stress that your father had to have been lokecher in order to, for her to become usher. So it says Maravaiter Vituvan, another interpretation, Tuvan literally, I'm not sure exactly what Tuvan means literally, but, and the Pein Moshe changes the gear. So Karma Eda does keep it and says that Tuvan means we can respond in another way. Aide Yibum, that there's a certain case where you can acquire I skipped. Let me go back to the lines because I skipped the lines. It says, if you again marry your brother's wife, what's going to tell us? Obviously, if you have relations with your brother's wife, you don't marry her liable. So it says the Gemara, it's going to tell us, so if your brother had not married her, just raped or seduced her, she would have been mutter to you. The tuva on another pshat is, it's going to tell us that sometimes you do have the right to be lokeach to marry your brother's wife. When can you marry your brother's wife? Obviously, ayidei libum, right. But see, what about the next case? It says, Yishol achosa, two sisters, lo zikach you should not take. So again, what is it going to tell us there? There it's poshut, right? Says more, bolo diach, it's going to tell us, shayom utar achelona so achosa, that until you married sister number one, sister number two would be permitted to you. Even if you raped or seduced sister number one, sister number two would still be permitted to you. So it's going to tell us that the only thing which caused the prohibition is the actual marriage. Okay? Says more or vituba, an interpretation is that sometimes you can marry your wife's sister. When is that? Lacham yisasachosa. If your wife died, you can marry her sister subsequently. Okay? Says more vaksiba, it says, vishashayikachasachoso. If somebody takes or marries his sister, baso vivo basimo, his father's daughter or his mother's daughter, the God servasa, and she sees his nakedness, he sees her nakedness, Peter servasa, and she sees his nakedness. Chesed, the pasuk says it's a chesed, which there, according to the simple meaning, means a repugnant chesed, a repugnant act of kindness, an incestuous act of kindness. So there, why does it say kicha? So here's for a godic reason. Shalul Tomai shouldn't say, Kain osos achoso. You shouldn't say, how come I can't marry my sister? Kain married his sister, right? Hevel nosos achoso. Hevel married his sister. So it says, the Gemara there was different. You know why that was different? Chesed sisi mar rishonim, I did a charity with the earlier generations. Shebane aholo mehem. In order that the world should be built up from them. That's why I allowed them to marry incestuously. Right? Because they said, Olam Chesed Yibana, may the world be built on this type of Chesed. So in any event, be that as may, what we're trying to prove from here is, why did it say Kicha by your sister? So now it says Kicha by your sister, because there was one time in history when Kicha by your sister was Mutter. When is Kicha by your sister Mutter? Kain and Hevel, right? Actually, it goes later than that, because we know, I think that, I mean, it could be different, because they already had dinner with Bnei Noach, but, you know, the Shvatim, it says the Shvatim married their sisters. They're twins. At least, by Shimon, it says that Shimon married Dina, right? They had a kid, Shaul ben Akananis, right? So that's, they say that there was Dina who did a Maisa Kanan. So I think there was also twins by the Shvatim. Do you remember that or not? Yemei Shrav. Okay. So the name, and so it means earlier generations. So it means before Mantur. Okay. Says more further. Vaksivu doesn't say Amana Gushu Chalolo Zoynes Eilu Lo Yikach. It says you shouldn't marry Amara Gusha Chaloza, and again, the prohibition should be, there's a Kohen on these, Kohen Gadol, right? So, prohibition should be the Bia itself. But we have the Yachal come tell us, Shim Kikaich, if you did marry, Im Kichuav, Kohen Gadol married this Amara, Tav Sabak Yushin. For those of you who came late tonight, we had, in the previous parak, he was running after in order to rape her, right? Kohen Gadol was running down the Amara, after Amara, down the streets of Yerushalayim, right? So don't kill the Kohen Gadol to protect the Amona in that case. So obviously, because there is some sort of marriage which can be contracted between Amona and Kohen Gadol, albeit not a particularly ethical marriage. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Amar, Akdum Bas Bitol in Nisuin. Till now, I know your granddaughter as a result of marriage is forbidden to you. What about bas bitomina onsin? What about if you rape? You are a woman and you have a granddaughter thereby. Is she forbidden to you? See, it says bas bas mincho bas mincho lo skale. It says the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, you should not reveal. Let's go level, so you should not reveal their nakedness. Manaka, I mean, what do we say about im nisuin? If it's a case where you were married to the grandmother, hey, kvaroma, that's stated elsewhere. I mean, it's not necessarily actual marriage. So now, learning story about a case of rape. Akadum basbito, it's talking about your granddaughter who's also to you, even a case of rape. Right? Bitaminan, how do you know if you raped a woman and had a daughter thereby that daughter is mutter to you? Okay? Interesting question, right? How do you know that your daughter, via a rape, is forbidden to you? I know it's a shocking havamina to me, but that's what the Gemara is saying, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Rav says the Kavachomer, Imal Bito, Bas Bito Musar, if on your granddaughter you're liable, Al Bito Lo Koshke, is not a Kavachomer liable on your daughter. And if your granddaughter you get kores, locals can have betos, do not certainly get kores on your daughter. Now, the Gemara you really should have, which is Chaz and Yavomas, I think, Rabbi Shmuel, what about according to Rabbi Shmuel? The Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Rabbi Shmuel says, Lemaidi mikavachom, we can derive these kavachom, vein onchi mikavachom. You can't learn a onish from a kavachom, in other words, you can't learn. Learn a prohibition of kavachomer, but you can't learn a punishment of kavachomer. So how do you know that in this case there's a kores, right? Or malchus? So it says, Ma'ashka Klein, the founder of Bryce, which says, Chizkiya, Tani Chizkiya, Ubat Ishkoi Kohen Kisa Chelis Nos. If you have the daughter of a man who's a Kohen who begins to be licentious. Ma'ata Muhammad Ish. Why say the daughter of a man? Let's just say the daughter of a Kohen. Elavi Abba Bito Min Onsim, who's going to tell us a Kiddush, that some is relationship which is not directly relevant to the Pasuk, but it's inferred from the extra word of the Pasuk. If somebody has relations with his daughter from who's his daughter via rape, in other words, that he didn't actually get married to the mother, so then Shubis Rafa, nevertheless, he gets burnt. Right, so that's what it tells. Says the Gemara. I don't know exactly how it works, because how does the ish, the extra ish, work to teach us this thing that every time it's your daughter, regardless of whether it's your daughter via marriage or not, but somehow this extra ish is a silver bullet which solves that problem. Okay? So says the Gemara, Ravuna Shama Kulun Minocha. Ravuna learned out all the burnings from here. From where? Ervas Isho Bito Luskawe. It says the nakedness of a woman and her daughter is not revealed. Uksimin it says Isha Shaykachas Isho Besima. So he marries a woman and her mother Zima he. It's a licentious connection. Zima Luxer Shava. Oh, once you have the word Zima, there are many places in Chumash, several places I should say, where the word Zima applies and appears in the Rogues of Yerushalva to this case over here. Ma'ala Matri Shlosha Doris, and we learn just like it's three generations below, right? Your wife, your daughter, your granddaughters, Avla Ma'ala Shlosha Doris, so too on high, it's three generations. Your mother-in-law, your grandmother-in-law, and your great-grandmother-in-law, right? Ma'ala Matri below, so I say just like on the way down, through the generations, there's a lav, Afla Malon, so to going up the generations a little, so I say there's love as well. Malamatan Derevizun, just like going down, somebody you have to be married to the mother in order for the daughter in law, the stepdaughter, the step grandmother to be usher. Of Malam Derevizun, so to on a high, going back to mothers in law, it has to be Derevizun in order for those stepmothers to be usher, stepmothers in law. Ma'amata Misrevo, just like going down the line, it's burning. Afla Ma'amisrevo, just like so to going up the line, it's burning. Ma'amata Osaba Bazochar Kibas Nekeva, just like going down the line, makes a difference if it's your granddaughter through your son, your granddaughter through your daughter, right? Afla Ma'amata, so to an eye, going up generations to your mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law and so on and so forth. Nasa Bazochar Kibas Nekeva, it doesn't matter if it's going through the male or the female line. Okay? Says more further. Now here it's messed up. So from Ukrad Meir for the next about 7 or 8 lines, Gersh is messed up. And let's see it instead in Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe is in the medium-sized lines. That's the inner margin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 lines down in the medium-sized line. We see the Ukrad Meir there, and 6 lines down the medium-sized lines. Okay. Ukrad Meir, Hashemada Daik Bai Bryce. Now we're going back to analyze the Bryce from the book, because this is the way to read it. Ukrad Meir, Kurna Meir, the Meir Mark Zereshova bin Makam Shabasa. The Zereshova can teach us the prohibition, but it has to go according to the definitions of the rules in, how should I put it? No, it's not what he learned from, but the limitations of the place itself. Yeah. Zereshav v'mokom shebosor. I think I gave that right. Let me know, I mean, 1 second. What did you say? He's right, I'm wrong. Okay, you're right. So later it's like, in other words, Aramaic learns out the premise and the place we derive it from. And like Nei Moshe says, so Aramaic Mark Zereshav v'mokom shebosor. It goes to the place through which you learn from Dor Shlishi Shalamala Minayin Shu B'Sreifa. I would tell the third generation up that there's burnings, there are no burnings mentioned in the Chumash vis-a-vis the third generation going down. Okay? Rabbanan Dino Amin Zereshava Kamur Ba, according to our rabbis saying, well, Zereshava still leaves local drushes intact. Dor Shlishi Minamalon Minayin Shu B'Lo Saseh. We know that there is a prohibition which generates a Chiyu Misa on the third generation up. But how do we know that there's a law attached to it? Beikur Rabbanan, Beikur Meir, Dor Shlishish L'malam Minayin. The third generation up, how do we know that they are prohibited? Is that the way you read it? Rabbanan say, where's the third generation down? And so I skipped. That's why my problem is. Let me read from the beginning of Pnei Moshe again. Krimer, Hashem had the dike by Bryson. Krimer, on my exer shoven mokum shabasa. It goes by the place. From where you came, don't you see Shaman, the third generation of Minayim Shubab Srefa? I know that it is burning. Doesn't say it over there. Rabban Dinami, even according to rabbis, exer shoven karmer ba, exer shoven vows parameters mentioned there. The third generation going up, say, where do we find the lav? It's not clear where the lav is. Regardless, where do we find the punishment for the third generation going up, the mother laws, and so on and so forth. Okay, the bottom line is we're missing psukim. I don't know exactly what psukim we're missing, how we're missing them, but somehow we're missing psukim. So as we're getting back to the bar, I'm Rabbi Yossi, which is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down from where we were. I'm Rabbi Yossi, it says, Mikame Dersiv Zima, Zima Kamisha Kulem Khan. You know what? It says the word Zima all over the place, so that makes sure that any missing Lavim, any missing Onshim, any missing Krisos, they're all shared between all the various places where the word Zima occurs. So again, to be honest with you, I didn't take the time or the inclination to actually figure out how it works out. We're just going to take it on faith, right? And this word says we're Zima many times. That means that whatever prohibitions, every negatives, everything which occur, they occur all over. Now, the truth is, it's not so easy to work then for Rabbi Shmuel. As much as Rabbi Shmuel holds Ein Onshin Min Adin. We have to say it's only B'Kav Chomer, because Rabbi Shava overcomes that. And with B'Kav Chomer, Ein Onshin Min Adin, Ein Masir Min Adin, you have to make a logic. But Rabbi Shava defeats all those things and actually does work to make all these deadly mudim. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and we'll pick up with this again on Monday.